Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today and a high of Ray Mansfield, 56, a low of 36. You know who that is. The Bus. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Brian, you and Limits both have been surprising me with little tidbits that I didn't know about that should have made it to the air by now. You interviewed Darius Slay the other night before the pack of media came over, and you asked him about his getting benched.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I asked him about Brandon Echols going in there ahead of him, and he didn't say anything about Echols should have been on the field for that two-point conversion, but he said he had a tight calf, so he was sort of whatever. He's ready. Everybody in the secondary is ready to go. Okay. I said, tight calf. Did you take yourself out? And he said, no, it's up to the coaches. If I'm up, I'm up. If I'm down, I'm down. The end, you know, do you expect to be back at your normal workload next week? He said, whatever they want to do.
My God, fun. He sounds like the Jeremy Burnett's of Steelers secondary just riding it out right now. Yeah, do whatever. As long as the check cashes.
If he complains, people will crush him for that too.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
But maybe Echols will play over him more. I mean, if you're looking at ways to try to stop the bleeding right now in the secondary, I mean, you don't have too many options. Somebody has suggested to me James Pierre. I'm like, we've seen James Pierre play corner.
Too much.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's well, the other
a great
thing
special
you mentioned,
teamer, but no. And Echols, maybe see what he's got in here.
The other thing you mentioned is you might go to a Clippers-Suns game at the Intuit Dome the night before the Steelers play out there. And also, you have a choice to go to the Rose Bowl, maybe. But I was really interested that you told me you went to the L.A. Coliseum and people were throwing hats down on the field, did you say?
On these Steelers road trips, I usually try to do something else if I'm in the area.
Yeah.
I've gone to Coors Field for a Rockies game the night before Steelers-Broncos. A couple years ago, Steelers played at the Rams. USC had a home game against Utah. I wanted to see Caleb Williams in person, and that was fun. USC lost on a last-second field goal, but someone in the upper bowl did throw a hat down to the lower bowl. I caught it. I took it home and washed it, and now it's in my rotation.
That's gigantic.
Wow. And Limits, you were at this game.
I was.
Why didn't I see you? There weren't that many people there for USC on a Saturday night.
No, there wasn't. I saw Nick Faribault outside the concourse that day.
I just remember my buddy and I got the cheapest tickets we could, and we just walked right in, and there were no ushers, so we just sat.
Move to take the hat home and wash it. What's on it?
A lion, and it says king.
Wow.
It's in your rotation.
Yeah, I'll wear it next time.
Limits, do we have anything else to take care of today?
Yeah, actually. I think there might be something that we could throw out there.
What do you got?
Take this into the third ship will be Chris Mueller.
Do you prefer that or this?
Late nights, Andrew Filippiani.
I prefer that, Andrew Filippiani. You going to the nipple piercing?
I will be at the nipple piercing, yes.
Yeah.
And Joe, I hope that you go to the dinner that we plan to have beforehand. If you bail, I will be sad.
Oh, I'll be at the dinner. I don't know if I'll be at the piercing. I don't know if I can. Just the mention of it makes me.
That's like my wife's a physician assistant. She always shows me these like surgery videos and pimple pop. I'm like, I don't want to see this. I can't watch this.
There's a whole show about pimple popping.
Yeah, she used to watch that.
What's the Dr.
Pimple Popper? Yeah. It's called.
I don't get that. Do you?
I think you've called your producers that over the years.
Dr. Pimple Popper?
That's the only thing I haven't called them. I don't understand the fascination with that.
Even to bring it to sports, like I don't like watching stuff like the Deshaun Elliott injury. I have not sought out the Cam Scataboo injury. I just don't want to see it.
I see where the Eagles security guy brought him Philly cheesesteaks in the hospital. Scataboo. Big Dom. Yeah.
Good for him.
Limits, I thought you did a hell of a job today. 4 or 5 mistakes, but other than that, you were great.
Well, you know, you can give up a couple hits in the game, but as long as you don't give up a run, it's okay.
Brian Bacco was on top of his game, right?
Very much so.
It's almost like he took a Malzy Blue Chew before he got here. He was so fired up. I don't know what's going on.
Popping those things, like Bob said, would be like mints.
Bob did say that. Yes. What do you think of these Blue Chew commercials with Malzy? He's our new Phil Bork.
I don't know.
Borky? You have a Borky here, a Malzy there?
Given the group chat something to talk about.
I was going
to
say, I hope you guys are talking about me in the fan group chat after today and what a performance Batco put on.
He was great. He was great today. Thank you, Brian, for coming in today.
You're welcome. It was good to see you, Joe.
Yeah, man. We had a blast. Hopefully Wednesday night Austin basketball, well. if I may join. Does Gentilly play?
No.
I'm near the magic number. I'm down to 201.8 pounds in the mornings.
In an hour of sweating it out, 5-on-5, that'll get you there.
I think it'll get me under 200. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.